Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us today. It's a Thursday. Our phone number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Yes, sir, they are a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. As I said, Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience. And we still have the issue with our phone system this morning, which we are confident will be repaired in full by Monday. But for today, again, if you call our hotline number, which we hope you do, 570-743-9565, our producer this morning, Lynn Hall, will put you on hold immediately, and then I'll take the phone and say, good morning, you're on the mark. Who's this?
Good morning, Stan from Danville.
Stan from Danville, all right. That's better than Dan from Stanville, right?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Is there Stanville anywhere?
I'm not aware of any, but there probably
neither
is.
Am I.
We used to say Marktopia. Well, you can have Stanville.
Okay, if you say so.
What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, I was just calling to see if everybody's ready for the Day of Rage that's going to happen tomorrow. That the some high muckety muck in the Hamas has called for around the world for the people to commit atrocities.
Well, there are already a lot of colleges planning big demonstrations for today and tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, whether it turns into violence or not is yet to be determined, but this guy, he's in Syria because he's too much of a coward to be in Gaza with the rest of his hooligans and terrorists that, you know, but he's out there calling for a day of rage.
I didn't see that covered, Stan. Where did you hear that?
Oh, it's on the Internet.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you won't see the mainstream media cover. Maybe on Fox you will, but you probably won't on any of the other stations, but you know, it is what it is. So everybody needs to be aware. You know, who knows where it could happen, because you know, our fine president has allowed over how many millions of people across our border unvetted and just released them into the interior of the country. They don't know who they are. A large number of them are military aged males, because they need asylum from I don't know from where or what, because last time I checked, young men of fighting age go to war, and the women and children flee to other countries for asylum and refuge. But no, we have the majority of what's coming across are military age male. So who knows what kind of, you know, havoc they can engage in and do to this country if they're triggered.
Well, I don't like the idea of a day of rage in any event. You know, maybe the Israelis should come back with a counter demonstration of some kind. I'm not certain I understand exactly, again, where their rage is coming from. I know that they believe Israel has apartheid, in fact, treated them as if they were a part of apartheid, which was from South Africa years and years ago. The Israelis have not given the Palestinians anything approaching full citizenship in Israel. So I'm not certain that I completely fail to understand where they're coming from, but I don't like their methods. I don't think that violence, cutting people's heads off, killing young women and children, and taking hostages is the way to go about it.
No, that's called terrorism. And for some reason, you know, MSNBC and CNN, they're calling them militants and fighters. No, they're flat-out terrorists. When you go into a country or any place and go after the civilians, they didn't go after, I mean, they did go after some of the military. My understanding is near one of the villages that they first attacked, they went into the military barracks and killed all the soldiers in their beds. I did hear that. Now, whether it's 100% true, don't know. I did hear that happen. So, but if they did, then they went after the civilians.
Well,
right.
I know they did.
They are terrorists,
right? Well, they did take at least one or two military people prisoner because they showed pictures of them. They released photographs of them in captivity.
Oh, I'm sure they did take some of them, but they killed a lot of them,
right?
Too. Because they hit early morning or when they hit. So, you know, they're terrorists. They're not militants. They're not fighters for Hamas. They are Hamas terrorists. And until people get that through their thick skulls and call them exactly what they are, this will never end.
Well, should Israel respond in a more measured way, or they've announced that they've announced that the Hamas leaders are dead men? That's pretty. If I were them, I that's kind of a terroristic threat, don't you think?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No, they were attacked, Joe.
Well,
if you were attacked, I expect you to retaliate and to defend yourself to the fullest capable that you're fully capable of. Okay.
I agree.
That's what I expect,
right.
And I expect Israel to do the same, just as I expect Ukraine to do the same. All right. They were attacked. They need to respond. An overwhelming force, as I said, scorched earth is the method, because those people do not understand anything else but brute force and death. That's what they understand. Okay, they think they're going to go get their 21 virgins or whatever it is because they're martyring themselves to the great evil, the devil that is Israel, as they call it, great Satan. So I think scorched earth is the only way. Now, there are good people, I'm sure, in Gaza that are there because they have no place else to go. But those people elected Hamas to run that area. So, and now Hamas took over. They didn't have an election, from what I understand, 12, 15 years. So they got what they sowed, correct? They reaped what they sowed. They sowed, they left the terrorists take control. Now the terrorists are in control. And they put all those people in danger in what's happening.
Well, they did, but I think that you have to be concerned. If the Israelis are concerned about their innocent citizens being harmed, then I think the Israelis, as a decent people, and they are a decent people, need to be concerned about limiting civilian casualties on the other side, too. I don't blame them for going after Hamas, hammer and tong, but as you correctly point out, not everybody who lives in Gaza is a member of Hamas.
And that's true. But what does Hamas do as terrorists? They put their command posts, their arms catches, and all their stuff in amongst the civilians, in the schools,
right,
in the hospitals.
Yeah.
So the targets are those places. And the people that live there know that. And Israel in the past has warned them. And they're crying now because Israel isn't warning them when they bomb. What, so the Hamas scum can leave?
Well,
that's what they want. Yeah. The Hamas people are saying Israel isn't warning us that they're going to bomb us. Well, no kidding. They want you dead, and I don't blame them. And I did see a picture that an area in Gaza City that they said was like Hollywood there for all the rich elite Hamas members and all the people, because Hamas, you know, the leaders, they get rich because they take the money from everybody else and they make sure they take care of themselves before they worry about anything else, as those type of people do. That place is leveled to the ground.
Well, just remember that during World War II, we did give advance notice of bombing raids to the Germans from time to time. I'm not certain we did it to the Japanese, but I know we let, where we thought there was a high risk of civilian casualties in Germany, we did notify them that civilians might want to leave. Now, of course, they believed that we were just doing that for propaganda's sake, which is probably what Hamas would believe if the Israelis did notify them.
Well, the Israelis have notified them in the past.
Yeah, I know.
When Hamas has attacked them and sent their rockets into Israel, and Israel retaliated, they have told them, the civilians with the leaflets and whatever, to get out and warned them. So if the civilians got out, the Hamas members probably got out too when those buildings got bombed. So you didn't really gain anything except level some,
right,
you know, concrete and steel.
Okay.
So it is what it is. And it'll sort itself out eventually, and just be prepared to tomorrow is the day of rage, they're saying. It's what they've called for. Now, whether anything happens, don't know. All you can do is be ready for it.
Well, we'll see.
Make sure you keep yourself safe.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm worried about those college campuses, too. Hey, Stan, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Thank you. 570-743-9565. Good morning. You're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning, Art. Bill from Bloom.
Right,
Bloom,
gotcha, sir. Bill.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to expose some facts to the sheep about Biden and how he's destroying everything. The $6 billion that was released for terrorist sanctions or whatever, he released all that money, right? But what's not being said is, and per Ted Cruz, is $10 billion from the Iraq war that was held up was released about a month ago, and it was not a talk about it anywhere. And Biden inherited a Middle East that was calm, you know, with the Abraham Accords and whatnot, right? The Trumpster had Iran on their knees, right? He was enforcing restrictions. Oil sales were down. He crippled their economy, right? In comes Biden. Never enforced any sanctions. Never enforced, right? 2020, Iran made $6.6 billion on oil sales, right? 2021, $23.1 billion in oil sales, and 22, $30+ billion in oil sales, and they're producing 2 million barrels of oil a day right now, right? Guess where it's all gone? China. So Iran is enriching China, our enemy. Our enemy, Iran, is enriching themselves, which in turn funds Hamas, which has no income, has no ability of making an income, and they target Israel, and not one of them did they target a military base, anything military. They didn't, like, when you go to war with somebody, you take out as much strategic stuff that you could take out. They didn't even do that. Went after innocent people. Now, prior to that, when Biden came into office, and the Biden administration released hundreds of millions of dollars to Gaza, right? It was protested by Ted Cruz and a bunch of other people. And the Biden waived the anti-restrictions for terrorism and sent the money anyway to Gaza, which in turn goes to Hamas, right? So all around, Biden is, I don't know what. I don't know what.
Well, international politics is a risky game, and, you know, we play it, I guess, at our own risk. But, you know, we give money and expecting to get something in return. We gave that money, I think, to get five or six people, whatever the number was, out of captivity in that country. If we're spending money to deal with terrorists, to give them what they want, then that's on us.
Well, here the thing is, right, the Americans that we just got back from Iran, right, that cost us $1.2 billion per American, right?
Well, it was actually their money, Bill. We froze it, right?
Well, it was their money, but you see where it all comes around, that taking Americans as hostages, it's just like magnifying it that, hey, we got to keep doing this. And right now, I did not hear Biden say, hey, you have any Americans, whether it be 1, 20, or 30, we want them now, or we're going to come in and get them. We want them now. But it's a rinky-dink terrorist group that just has the weapons that a Biden gave them, the left in Afghanistan, you know, it's...
Well, yeah, I agree that we didn't pull out of Afghanistan in the best way, and I think we did leave a lot of stuff behind that may be benefiting our enemies today, and that's a shame. But on the other hand, you know, what would you have had Biden do? How would you have pulled out? Huh? How would you have pulled out if you were in charge? What would you have done?
If I pulled out, I would have kept that airport base over there. I would have kept our military base there. You know, within close proximity to China.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't have left a $29 million helicopter, like the Trumpster said, leave a $29 million brand new helicopter over there, just leave it in the desert where all you had to do was put a half a tank of gas in and fly it back. This is what he did. This is what Biden did. And it all, like the Obama, Hillary, when she was over there with Bosnia, the reason why you never heard nothing about Bosnia is because Obama sold them the weapons that were killing us. That you know, it all comes full circle. Like now Biden, with them weapons and the money, is coming around killing us and coming after us. And the open borders and the cells that are here, like there's warnings going out that, you know, if you go to a major city, don't go to it, because you know you're not advised right now.
Well, there's certainly a lot of problems in major cities, and if our prior caller was right and tomorrow's day of rage leads to some bad demonstrations or some more violence, then we do have a problem.
Well, any one of them that demonstrate, or you know how we were censored on Facebook and you went to Facebook jail for 30 days
right.
if you said something, you know, something silly, right? Anybody, like with that Facebook ability, anybody that these aliens that come over to our country and make any kind of comments like that and back Hamas and whatnot, they should fly in there, get them out of our country.
Well, I mean,
and these college kids and whatnot, like, they should kick them out of school, like, protesting like that.
I'm more concerned about people like Congressman Tlaib, who won't condemn Hamas for their attacks. I mean, that's unconscionable.
She has a flag.
And I was expecting some of our liberal callers would be calling in saying, this is terrible that she won't condemn them, but she hasn't, and no one's called in and said how terrible that is.
Not only that, but she'll get a picture next to a rainbow flag, where if she's Palestinian born or raised or background, they kill them type of people.
Yeah.
So like, you're both sides of the fence there, lady. And
okay, Bill, listen, we got to take a break here, Bill. Thanks so much for your comments. We always appreciate them. Thanks for calling. Take care,
sir. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, Your Honor.
570-743-9565. That's our hotline number here this morning. I'm trying to... There we go. And we have to take a break. Remember, when you call in, our producer will put you on hold, and then I'll pick up the phone and ask you who you are, and we'll start our conversation. By Monday, we'll be back to normal. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us 70236. One caller holding. We'll get to them in just a minute.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
All this month, the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Evangelical Community Hospital are painting the valley pink to promote breast cancer awareness. Who's at risk for breast cancer? All women. Studies show that about 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 13%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. The majority of women with breast cancer have no known family history of the disease. So talk to your doctor about a mammogram and be sure to do monthly self-exams. Protect yourself.
Thank you for the support of our fine sponsors who make this possible. Evangelical Community Hospital, Groninger Insurance, your local Erie Insurance representative, Squeeze In, Mike Young's Paving, and Duncan, locally owned by the Groveberg Corporation.
Hi, this is Lisa Grant, Chief Lending Officer at Milton Savings Bank. Need to do some home remodeling, pay education expenses, or consolidate debt? We have a home equity line of credit with a low introductory rate for the first 6 months. We also have great rates for home mortgages to purchase or refinance, construction loans with one closing, and personal loans. Stop by our new loan production office located at 260 Wrights Boulevard, Suite 3, Lewisburg, or our main office at 80 Broadway Street, Milton. Milton Savings Bank, serving area communities for over 103 years, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. You call, our producer will put you on hold, and we'll pick up the phone as soon as we can and say, good morning, you're on the mark. Who's this?
It's Al from Northumberland.
All right, Al, go ahead.
They're calling for a day of jihad.
Well, say a
That's
day of rage.
That's what they're really called, not a day of rage. Well, we tampering it down again. But what their word is, make jihad today, tomorrow. That's how they put it in order. And it's like you all, like you'd like to hear me say, marching orders, they got theirs. And our borders is just wide open, like everybody's talking about today. And tomorrow, the only difference is if they pull something here, watch where they pull it. They're going to pull it in the soft zone where there's a safe zone or whatever it is, where you can't have guns. And they said if they would have had guns over there in Israel, the casualties would have been much, much less. Because one town, you can look it up, had guns, and the casualties were zero. So they're going to have a little harder time here, but that's what it means. And I just wanted to straighten that out. We've got a holy war going here. And that marching orders for a holy war.
There's very little holy about war, in my opinion, but that's my opinion.
Well, that's what they used to call it.
And right.
God used to train your hands for war. I don't know if he still does, but he's behind everything, and these right. people can't help themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's face it. They do have some legitimate concerns. They do. I mean, I'd like to say that Israel is 100% in the right, but, you know, let me finish.
Okay.
The Israelis took land, and we gave them land in their historic homeland. They were there, and they were driven out, and then the Palestinians moved in. So both of them have ties to the land that go back generation after generation. And it's unfortunate that we had to choose one over the other. But after what happened to the Jews during World War II, we owed them a civilization. We owed them one hell of a lot, and we still do.
Well, and it's not near as big as it was when God gave it to them. But the Palestinians were always nomads. They never had a country all the way down through East history until the Israelites stole their country. And now they want it back. So, you know, you can go round and round, but that's the history of it.
Well, look at
and
it.
There's
look
no
at,
two ways about it.
Look at the Native Americans here in this country. We shoved them
yeah,
off their land
thing,
and put them in a reservation. Should we give it back to them?
No, they were kind of evil, too.
Well, so were we.
they sacrificed their babies, and we're kind of evil now, too. You know what I mean? It's just what's going to happen, and it's all going to be God's will, and that's all there is
to it. But people fight over land all the time. The question is, does it make sense to fight over it today? Isn't there some way that the Israelis and the Palestinians can come together? If they do,
well,
then maybe we can have some peace.
If the Iranians want to back the Palestinians, give them safe passage, open up a lane and give them safe passage, and say, you got safe passage into Iran, and then we're going to take this part back. You can have that side we gave you over there away from the ocean because you're sneaking stuff in that you're harming us with.
Well, all right, but let's face it that if you own a piece of land and it happens to be in Gaza, you want to stay there. You don't want to necessarily pick up your life and move it somewhere else just because someone told you to do so.
Well, if you want to stay there, maybe you can come back and resettle it, but you're going to be living in Israel.
No, I just think that they're, well, you know,
Israel has open they can live there in Israel.
But not as citizens, not as full citizens, they can't.
Well, that will take time. If they behave themselves, that should take time.
Well, obviously, they're not behaving themselves, so...
Obviously, no. And we got to slap them down real hard, and it's time to build a parking lot.
All right, well, you say we. Are you suggesting America get involved in this actively?
Good.
You are. You do believe that that's what we should do, that we should get involved in Israelis' war directly?
Well, we're involved in the Ukraine war.
Not directly.
I mean, well, they got our people this time. Iranians, the Russians didn't take our people. They got our people. They just started war with us. We aren't starting war.
Well, I think the people that they got I think the people they got are American citizens who maybe have dual citizenship in Israel as well, or who chose to live in Israel.
I bet you Trump would say, you just declared war on us, and if you don't give our people back, we're getting directly involved. Hold on.
Well, I do think what Donald Trump was trying to do over there with making peace, he hasn't gotten enough credit for.
Whatever they give that peace award.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, he should have got that. Or his son-in-law. If they don't want to give it to Trump, they should have gave it to his son-in-law that did all the work. And all Trump was the, he's the boss. Go do it, and I'll back you. And, it hasn't been fair for a long time. And like I said, if you don't have equal justice, we don't have justice. We got enough problems in our own country.
Okay, but equal justice
would satisfy some of the foreign problems that we have.
Equal justice is what the Palestinians say they wanted.
Now, they're not going about it the right way.
I agree they're not going about it the right way. They screwed up big time.
They're going to pay the price.
All right, so where is we spent all this money, and I'm going to go back to Donald Trump. He was not a big fan of the United Nations, and I agree with him. Where are they in all this? Why aren't they a more active role? Why are we...
Well, because they got used to being just a catered bunch with extra privileges, and they love their elite lifestyle, and it doesn't really matter what happens as long as I'm happy.
I think it's a tragic waste of real estate, to be honest with you, because they don't have any power. They don't take aggressive stands. They don't fight terrorism when they see it. They don't.
Well, that would be one great thing to get rid of it. I mean, just like they put God in.
I don't want to get rid of it. I want it to do what it was intended to do. I think NATO's had a much more effective presence in the world today than the United Nations.
Well, we should throw it out of our country. If they want to start it up somewhere else, let them.
Well, we wanted it here. For better or worse, we wanted it here.
We changed our mind. You aren't holding up to the contract. Out.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough. Hey, thanks, Al. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
570-743-9565. When you call, our producer will put you on hold. We'll take the call and get back to you in just a moment. We'll get back to you as fast as we can. One of our emailers, Tom, says 90% of what Bloomsburg Billy says the hogs wouldn't eat. Shooey, suey. And he adds to that, not buying what you're selling, Joseph, Al, and Dan, like your beliefs on abortion. Killing is killing. If you don't condone it or stop it, you're just as bad. Yahweh is a brutal killer. One of our texters says, Bill, all the weapons left in Afghanistan were destroyed by our military. Biden did right. Were they destroyed? I'm not so certain about that. And then another text says, Bill, your call about oil goes to show we need electric cars. Thanks for the help. Biden is making America independent. Wow. Okay. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We have been interested in where our good friend Vladimir Putin stands in all of this. And he finally did break his silence on the Israeli war. And they did an excellent report on that on CNN, which I'd like to share with you now, because I think what Putin is saying is of interest to all of us.
After hundreds of Israelis were slaughtered by Hamas near Gaza, condemnation and condolences poured in from around the world, but not from Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Now, in his first comments, instead of empathy, Putin blasting the U.S.
This is a clear example of the failure of the United States policy in the Middle East, which tried to monopolize any settlement between Israelis and Palestinians.
I can't, I'm in.
Kremlin-controlled TV following suit, mocking both America and Israel for allegedly being caught off guard by Hamas's attack.
Mossad and its famous counterintelligence, as well as the U.S. and its CIA, slept through Hamas's invasion. It's the biggest Israeli failure in security since 1973.
Russia has long been allied with Israel's staunchest adversaries and Hamas's most important backers, bombing Syrian rebels in support of pro-Iranian fighters battling on the side of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad during Syria's civil war. But Russia also maintained strong ties and security arrangements with Israel, Putin meeting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on many occasions.
We in no way underestimate the importance of measures that would ensure very strong security of the state of Israel.
But since Putin launched his full-scale war against Ukraine, Tehran has become a key ally for Moscow at Israel's expense, fostering economic and military ties with Iran, while Tehran provides the Russian army with scores of Shahed drones the Russians used to hit Ukrainian cities and infrastructure, Kyiv says, even though Tehran denies it. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, claiming Moscow's allegiance in the Middle East has shifted towards Tehran.
We see how Russian propagandists are gloating. We witness how Moscow's Iranian allies openly lend support to those who attacked Israel.
And Aaron, the Kremlin has denied Volodymyr Zelensky's allegations that the Russians are trying to inflame the situations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. However, the former chief rabbi of Moscow, who of course fled Russia about 2 weeks after the full-on invasion of Ukraine, he today said that the lack of show of support of Russia for Israel is an ominous sign of deteriorating relations between those countries. Aaron?
That's a very interesting commentary on behalf of Mr. Putin. I don't think that he is, well, as he's, we always say, never let a good crisis go to waste. I think he's looking now to find some ways to gain here. In the meantime, here in this country, House Republicans are likely to meet behind closed doors today to try and hash out their differences ahead of a chamber-wide vote to elect the next speaker. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who is a Republican from Louisiana, did win a closed-door conference vote yesterday afternoon to become the Republican majority's next candidate for speaker. But any confidence in a quick House vote to seal the deal dissipated quickly as several GOP lawmakers publicly announced they would not support him in a chamber-wide vote. Here we go again. Someone the other day said a Republican clown show. I'm beginning to think maybe it is. They knew I was with Judiciary Committee Jim Jordan in the room, and I thought I might go with Scalise. If everybody was going to get behind Scalise, that was fine. But it's just not that way, said Representative Barry Moore, a Republican of Alabama. After emerging from a meeting with the hardline right House Freedom Caucus, there's just people that are not on his team. Scalise netted 113 Republican votes on Wednesday, while Jordan won 99. Some members say they were frustrated by Scalise allies voting down an earlier measure aimed at raising the threshold to elect a speaker candidate to 217, a majority of the House. I put the amendments forward this morning to say let's figure this out because I count votes. I'm not a whip, but I can count votes, said Representative Chip Roy of Texas, a Republican, who led the amendment that was backed by a significant number of GOP lawmakers. He said, I was just trying to make it very clear that if you rush to the floor, I'm a hard no. So we'll go now and have some conversations and go figure out where we're going to go. Good luck with that. They've got to do something. I mean, right now we can't provide any aid to Israel if we don't have the House back in full form. And, you know, maybe it's good that they're not, but I think it would be better if they were. And I think Steve Scalise is a reasonable choice to do the job. I mean, he has, I think, cross-the-aisle credentials. Someone said yesterday that some of the Democrats actually trusted Jim Jordan, which I find hard to believe, but that may be the case. If it is, I haven't seen it. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joseph.
Yes.
And I wanted to answer that email about...
No, we're not getting into religion again today, Joseph. I'm sorry.
Hey, hold on. We're talking about what's going on over there.
Well, let's talk about it.
It is religion. It's not religion. It's the Holy War, as the one your caller said.
It is, but we've been we've been up and down this road. We've covered all this material.
No, we haven't, because there's been statements made That is not true, and they don't understand. And all I wanted to do was clear that up.
What do you want to clear?
The guy said that Joseph Yahweh, that Yahweh is a vicious killer, right? Or
that's something. That's along the lines of what he said.
That's
yes.
what he said. Well, I wanted to confirm that. Okay.
Okay.
And it's found in 1 Samuel 15. Yahweh told him to go in to kill men, women, children, infants, sucklings, oxen, everything. Kill them all. And because they didn't, because Saul, the king, didn't do it, he was removed from being king. You've got to understand, if Yahweh says something, there's a reason for it.
But no one's acting on that today.
No, he said,
no one is acting on that today.
He said, I'm going to destroy the Philistines. Which,
no one is acting on that today. We aren't going around deliberately killing, maybe these people are over there, but no sane person is going around following that edict that they're killing people right and left and killing children. That's not what we do anymore. We try to work things out.
I'm talking futuristic. And he said he's going to do it by the hand of his people, Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu said that he's going to destroy them. And so that's Yahweh's vengeance coming out with Benjamin Netanyahu destroying them out of Gaza. And it's predicted right in Ezekiel chapter 25. He said, I'm going to do it by the hand of my people Israel. He's going to destroy them.
And that's a good thing, right?
If Yahweh says it, that's his vengeance. He says, my vengeance. And he says also this. He said, they're doing it because the old hatred. The old hatred goes back to Goliath. And remember Samson? They took him down to Gaza and put his eyes out and killed him.
Well, a current example of
that
this.
That was a Philistine.
Give me a current example of this where God is smiting people right and left.
He's doing it right now in Gaza by the hand of his people, Israel.
So in other words, this is all, he wants everybody killed, he wants them all dead, wants them butchered. You just said that.
Okay. In Noah's time, they all died. That was Yahweh that sent the flood. It wasn't anybody else. In the book of Revelation, Yahweh's going to kill them all when he comes back. The dead will be from one end of the earth to the other. He's talking.
So how does that fit into the concept of a loving God, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, well, if Yahweh does that, I say, and I know that he is love. The Bible says he is love. And so he's getting rid of the evil out of the earth.
So in other words, if we decide something's evil, we can just kill it because...
No, we're not Yahweh.
Why not?
If he shows Netanyahu, I want them people destroyed, like he talked to King Saul, I want you to destroy all the Amalekites. And because Saul didn't do that, Yahweh removed him from king, and David was taking his place. And David was a pretty bloody guy. He couldn't build a temple because he had so much blood on his hands. But he was doing what Yahweh told him to do to those wicked people.
So somehow I think the world you live in, we're all going to come after each other, hammer and tong, if we find that we're not following the word as you prescribe it.
Now, it's not as I prescribe it, Joe.
But now, you're the one espousing this.
And what has already taken place in past and times past and the future of prophecies that are going to come. And it's pretty vicious. It's pretty vile because of the wickedness of the people. He's going to destroy him. And like a caller called in yesterday about abortion, I thought that was very good. He said, you know, they're cutting babies' heads off in the womb. They're tearing them out limb by limb. That is horrible.
Sure it is. No,
and that's more worse than what happened in Israel with the babies that were killed. It was terrible. Don't misunderstand me what happened in Israel. But there's millions of these babies being slaughtered in the womb.
Okay, well,
nobody cares.
Look at World War II. Look at the Germans, how they slaughtered the Jews.
Yeah.
So was that God's will?
Well,
if there is chosen people.
Way, Joe, I'll put it this way, if you can understand, if you have ears to hear. They said to Pontius Pilate, let his blood be on us and on our children. And so be it. If that's your decree, and that was a Jewish people's decree, we see down through history that being fulfilled. And the time of Jacob's trouble is yet to come, which is hard. It's going to be horrible. All nations are going to be around Jerusalem to destroy it. And Yahweh's coming back, and the blood's going to flow down through the Valley of Jehoshaphat to the horse's bridle.
Okay, well, we got to take a break, but I thank you for that cheerful prognostication of where we're headed. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. Give us a call. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
With Giant Choice Rewards, I always save money. I can earn choice points on stuff I already buy, then redeem my points for extra dollars off. Thanks, Giant App. Giant, for today's table.
Save this week on our brand London Broil. Buy one, get one free.
Welcome back to On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. We have some emails and some texts, but we have a caller on the line, so we'll get to the caller first. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you today? This is Harry from Sunbury, hey. Although right now I'm in Myrtle Beach.
Well, good for you. Wish we were with you.
Yeah, it's kind of rainy, but it's still a rainy day at the beach. It's still better than a sunny day at work.
No argument there, buddy. No argument at all.
I find it somewhat disillusioning at the level of vitriol leveled at the Israelis. That's really the only true ally we have in the Middle East. I mean, yes, we get some assistance when it's convenient for them from the Saudis. But by and large, Israel has been the only one who's ever stood by us and stood with us through everything. And I don't care about the politics, whether it's right or wrong. There are some issues as far as the independence of both nations in the territory and everything. I won't argue that. But when you get to the point where there are beheading of children, women, non-military people, there's no defense for that, and it doesn't matter what brought that on. That's the most vile behavior imaginable, and it's an act of terrorism. It's not anything else. The other thing that bothers me, there's two other things that bother me the most about this whole situation. One is the fact that we have a sitting U.S. Senator, Tlaib from Minnesota, or I guess she's a congresswoman, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a congresswoman, right. Yeah,
she has a Palestinian flag hanging outside her office. That's a sitting U.S. senator with a foreign nation's flag celebrating an act of terrorism. Doesn't that bother anybody other than me?
Well, it bothers me. As a member of Congress, I think she should have better sense.
Interesting
is Joe Biden goes on TV yesterday and made a very impassioned speech. I think it was one of the most passionate speeches I've ever heard out of that guy. Didn't think he was actually capable of it. But in that, I'd have had a lot more if the other Democrats had fallen in behind him and said, condemned her for not condemning the attack.
Well, I agree. And you know, the other thing, too, with it is, what's ironic with that speech, though, is he claims that he saw the pictures of the beheadings, and yet nobody else in the White House has said they were available.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what happened there. And I don't know. I mean, that it's a curiosity more than anything else.
Well, he does have these delusions from time to time.
Yeah. Well, they're only gaffes. He doesn't lie. Trump lies.
Oh, that's what Trump lies. You're right. I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot the official line there, Harry.
But the other thing that bothers me, too, is nobody points out the fact they always talk about Islam being a religion of peace, and yet they are the only ones who call their war against the non-Islamic people a holy war. And you can say whatever you want, but that's what they consider it. They call it a jihad, which is a holy war, and there is no religion anywhere in the world espousing war all the time, and especially, quote-unquote, a religion of peace. So it's about time we realize that we're not dealing with moderates or anything else. We're dealing with the people who have one goal in mind, and that is to wipe out all the what they call the Zionists, any non-believers. And yet we gave them, as a country, we gave them $6 billion because we bought a few prisoners. And, I mean, we're kind of getting what we deserve when we get smacked in the face with our foreign policy in other areas too. Unfortunately, what happened in this case is we bring a lot of other people into it who don't deserve to be smacked. And it was also, I have to give you credit, because for years I have said the United Nations is only one thing, and that is a waste of prime New York City real estate. So I agree
right.
with you.
If they
the
can,
premise
if they...
of how it was set up was wonderful, but they haven't done anything except sit on their behinds and collect money for years.
Well, let's face it, it's a rough road for them with Russia sitting on the Security Council. The only reason we got involved in the Korean War from the United Nations, which I think was the last time they actually did something effective, it was because the Russians made the foolish mistake of walking out of the Security Council meeting. Mm-hmm. And so they voted to go ahead and support South Korea. And if the Russians had been there, they'd have blocked it.
Yeah, exactly. And now the Chinese are as important a voice as the Russians. And that makes it even doubly hard to accomplish anything.
Well, I was looking this morning when I found that piece I just ran about Putin's reaction to the conflict. I was looking for the Chinese official reaction. I wasn't able to find anything definitive. I'm going to have to go back and look again. But, you know, obviously they're looking to find some way to bloody our nose out of the whole deal. If they can do it, they will.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
But in the meantime, we're sending more ammunition to the Israelis. We're sending ammunition to the Ukraine. And the last time I heard, we were saying our own stockpiles were running low. You know, they say things.
We don't
happen.
Even have enough. Yeah.
I was going to say
we don't even have enough camouflage for the Marines to get through the winter. Did you see that last week?
No, I missed that. But they say things happen in threes. They say things happen in threes, and I wonder if there's some other whammy headed our way this time. Some one of our callers pointed out what's coming across the southern border. We don't know whether they're terrorists or what they are.
Well, yeah, they're an invading army. That's what they are, but we don't know exactly what kind.
True enough. And it's sad because, you know, we weren't this bad off. I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but we weren't this bad off during the Trump administration. I mean, at least we had some security here in this country. We were closing the border. We were working to gain peace in the Middle East, which Trump was doing and having some success at. Say what you want to about the guy, but I think we were better off when he was the president than we are now.
Oh, I agree. And you know, it's kind of funny because I criticized people for voting against Trump by putting Biden's name on, and I basically did the same thing the last two elections. I voted against Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, although the last time I thought that Trump had done enough to be reelected. That's my opinion, and I'm not getting into beliefs or anything else with it. That was just my opinion. But because I agree, I was far better off than I had been in the 8 or 10 or 12 years before that.
Yep.
And that's how I gauged it. And I think as a country, we all were.
Okay. Hey, listen, Harry, we got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Enjoy your time at the beach. We'll look forward to getting you back here in the area. Take care. 570-743-9565. We'll take our final break of the day.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Knoebels is fun in the summer, no doubt. But what about once the pumpkins come out? The park transforms into Hallow Fun with spooky thrills for everyone. A train ride story, singing pumpkins, and more. Plus, haunted antique cars for you to explore. Fall treats for the family. Live entertainment, too. All at Knoebels, waiting for you.
Hallow Fun weekends are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in October. Plan your trip at Knoebels.com.
Gah! I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan. We are brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers for over 100 years. And we do have some emails and texts that we have to get to. One of our emailers says, I had to jump in here, Joe. God gave Israel the land. Then Israel gave them some of their land, shared their wealth. Then terrorists got in, and 2004 until today. So, Joe, let's get personal. Joe, you live in your whole house, but you were made to allow a family to live in one of your rooms. They cause you problems every day, and right, but you love the children and live in that room. Let's see if there's more to this that I missed. Oops. Well, we'll try to get to it on Monday. Yeah, okay, there is. Question to you, what would you do to get peace without throwing them out of their room? As you said, it's their room, too. Well, let me think about that over the weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more of On the Mark. As always, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.